The Prime Minister of Greenland has rejected suggestions that the US would take control of the island as a fantasy. President Trump has repeatedly raised the prospect of the Danish territory becoming part of the US for defence purposes. We can now talk to Martin Braham, journalist and author of Greenland and the American Connection. He's on the line now. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon.
So, what should we make of President Trump and all his comments in relation to Greenland?
I think we should make it clear and remind ourselves that the president is serious. I think events in Venezuela has persuaded everybody in the world that the president is really serious when he talks about control over the Western Hemisphere, the American continent. And Greenland is part of the American continent. So now what happens is that the Danish government and the Greenlandic government together again and again and again has reiterated that they do not see any option for the U.S. to do any sort of control, gain any sort of control over Greenland. So when we talk about sovereignty, the question of sovereignty and annexation is not tenable. It's not something that the Danish government and the Greenlandic government is ready to discuss with the U.S. On the other hand, there's 80 years of military cooperation in Greenland to talk about. Denmark is a very staunch ally of the United States, a NATO member, and Greenland is part of the kingdom and is equally committed to Western values and cooperation within NATO. So that is what the Danish government and the Greenlandic government again and again is trying to impress on the White House. Not so far very successfully, obviously, but that is the stand as we speak.
The US has a base in Greenland. Is that not enough?
Apparently not. The US, through Donald Trump, is demanding ownership and control in whatever form they're thinking about, we don't know. But that is the repeated claim by the president of the United States, that they need Greenland for international security, whatever that means. The answer is, as you say, we already work together militarily in the Arctic. There is no divergence. We share analysis of the threat from Russia and China and so forth. So let's cooperate and not talk about taking over each other's territory.
How do people in Greenland feel about this?
For all I know, they are extremely worried that the president will go to extremes. There is no indication of any military moves against Greenland. On the contrary, the president of the United States before Christmas appointed a special envoy to Greenland, which was a surprise. But on the other hand, that means possibly that he wants to talk to the people of Greenland. I think the strategy in the U.S. is to drive something in between Greenland and Denmark and try to persuade the Greenlanders to become a closer tie with the U.S. And then leave Denmark behind. That so far is not a strategy that's working. Greenland and Denmark are completely together in this and have remained so since the president aired his ideas of Greenland all the way back in 2019.
Martin Braham, journalist and author of Greenland and the American Connection. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.